Okay, I don't want to sit. So I'm here because Jimmy Savadek has become, I have to use the word become, a hero of mine, because I used to think he was just really sexist and politically incorrect and a really fucked up guy. But then I got to really meet and know Jimmy Savadek, and his heart is bigger than anyone I know. His heart is bigger than anyone I know. His poems speak louder than anyone's I know. And he's given me and my child, which is a huge thing. Jimmy's touched my life, not just me, but my child. He's given us hope, which is a crazy thing to ask for from someone. But he's opened up the doors to poetry to my son Silas, and now is teaching him boxing. Jimmy's teaching my son to box. I jump around in some sweat gear and then say I'm tired and I'm going to go sit off the side, but they box. And so I am stupid honored to be here tonight because I love Gloria too. These two are really, really important people in my life. So I'm going to read this poem that was published in the city paper just a bit ago. There's so many. I'm really bad at the whole physical, scatological, whatever. I'm not good at it. So I had to pick my poem very carefully. This is called Square Peg into a Round Hole or Letter to God by Jimmy Savadek. Pounding a square peg into a round hole. Smashing the peg. Smashing. Pounding the peg until it almost fits. Or writing a love letter in the sand to an old Pat Boone song. That's exactly like trying to force a poem. Like sitting on the pot unable to shit. It's the same thing. And Buck was right. Don't try. Going back to 1969, I'm going to say this wrong, Benoit. I'm sitting at a card table with the soldier from the first Cav. He tells me, we captured a gook, and he didn't want to talk. So we tied him to the front of our APC and broke brush with him until he was dead. We broke every bone in his body. And it didn't matter if he didn't want to talk. We were just getting even. They buried our soldiers up to the neck, let the two-step killers out to bite. They put them in cages, released, and then taunted the snakes, taunting and taunting until they bit and killed our guys. I listened to the war stories over a beer, and it hit me in the chest, like a bullet from a sniper. I knew war was wrong. I hated the sound of madness, what the fires from hell can turn us into, and there was nothing I could do. We were no longer men. We could no longer see or feel or hear, and all we could taste was the blood of anger. I folded my cards. I left the table. I walked away sick, looked up at the vast sky of war, and all I wanted was God. I wished I could put God in the heart of mankind like a sniper's bullet. hearts. I wish I could make them kneel in thanks for this gift of life. I picked up the hammer. I pounded the square peg. Wrote a love letter in the sand to God. I'm just going to read one more piece, and this comes from a conversation I had with Jimmy after, it's like a day after he had brain surgery. I call him, and he's like, yeah, what's up? And I'm like, dude, you know? And so he said some things to me on the phone that day, and it was all about, he's like, I got things to do. I got to change the world. I got to make it a better place. I got time for laying in the hospital. I'm like, fuck, doesn't it hurt? Doesn't it hurt? And he's like, blood is blood. Anyway, so this has come from a conversation, and it's a poem written for Jimmy Stavetic, and it's called The Bravery of the Knife. The tragedy of joy is just that. You don't come out unscathed. Trace the incision, its scab, the staples holding it together, and blood. It's just a ha-ha. The tourniquets, the thickeners, the thinners. We are all red, waiting to happen. And when I tell you, Jimmy, but I can't mop it up the way you would, you say, hey, kid, it's all the same. We either die or we don't. Thank you.